Hello family, it's another day to learn something new. Thank you so much for always joining me. It's my pleasure to have you always on my podcast and also for sharing all the time with your questions and your suggestions. I'm so glad that you bring in all your suggestions and your questions. We are in the month of October, and then we all know that the month of October has been set aside for breast cancer awareness. Yes, breast cancer awareness. So basically, because of some of the stigmatization and then lack of education, October has been set aside across the world to help increase the attention and then the support for the awareness, and then create a platform to educate people on the symptoms and how to treat the breast cancer. So how will you even know that you have breast cancer? There are so many symptoms or warnings that you can see when you develop breast cancer, or when you are at the early stage of breast cancer, or when you realize that there's a slight change in your breast. Now, what are some of the signs or the warnings or the symptoms that will show that you've developed breast cancer? When you find out that there's a lump in your breast, that is the under part of your breast, where starting from where your armpit is down to where your breast is, you find out that there's a new lump. Naturally, there's a normal lump in the breast, but when you find out that there's a new lump that has developed beneath the breast, that is from your armpit downwards to your breast, it can also be a sign of breast cancer, or a lump that is causing breast cancer. When you find out that a part of your breast is being swollen or thickening, you always have to be very cautious, because when it comes to breasts, certain types of things doesn't really happen to the breast. But when you find out all the signs and symptoms, it means that there's a problem or something has triggered. So when you find out there's a swelling on some parts of your breast, or there's a thickening there, please be very cautious and then take the necessary precautions. When you get irritation or a dimpling of breast, you realize that there's a problem with your breast and it might be breast cancer. When we say dimpling of the breast, now let's take an orange for example. When you buy orange from the market, it looks fresh, it looks okay, but when you keep the orange down for some time without taking it, you realize that it discolors. And then because the main fruit inside the outer part of the fruit is decaying, it becomes there's a part of the orange that's dimples. When we say that something dimples, it means there's a hole, yes, in it. So when you realize that your breast has developed that dimpling part or an irritation part, or when it becomes red, especially the part, the area of the nipple becomes red, it means there's a problem that you need to check. When you also feel that your nipple discharges, which is not a discharge of breast milk, but a discharge that also brings out blood, it means that there's a problem. You need to sort to a medical practitioner. You need to seek medical attention as quickly as possible. Some people don't really pay attention to these things, and then they take it like lightly. They feel as if there's nothing wrong, or maybe even if there's something wrong, it might go. Some people also are scared because there's so many perception about breast cancer, that when you have breast cancer and then maybe the doctor suggests that you're going to cut off your breast, you're going to die. Like, people have so many perception about breast cancer. But trust me, when you have you experience these symptoms and then you have the necessary attention or the medical attention, it will be treated, because there's treatment for it. Although there's it's not 100% treatment, but it is better than you going through something that will end up giving you any side effects in the future. Breast cancer changes you, yes, it changes you, but it doesn't change how beautiful you are. You can overcome breast cancer, because it can be overcome. That is why the month of October has been set down, so that everybody can have access to educate each other on breast cancer, the symptoms and the treatment. When you have any signs of what I've said above, kindly visit your medical practitioner or your hospital, any health facility around you, and get tested. Next time, we're going to talk about how to do the testing ourselves, the types of breast cancer that we have, and why we should even pay attention to our breast. Thank you so much for joining me. Like I said, we are in the month of October, and it is a pink month, that is the breast cancer awareness, to educate ourselves on the symptoms and the treatment of breast cancer. Breast cancer is a disease, but yes, can be cured. Don't let breast cancer kill you. Kill breast cancer. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for always sharing.